Grace to you and peace from our God, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Spring is slowly arriving, very slowly. We are 3 weeks away from Easter and 2 weeks from the start of Holy Week leading to the Easter. Spring is a time to look forward to remember things of spring's past. Like the saying in baseball, there is always next year. I can tell you great things from baseball seasons past that I would like to celebrate, and many things I like to forget and not celebrate. During Lent, the tradition is for Christians to do something that can refocus their lives in a direction that can improve our lives going forward. Some of the things we may have done in the past, we'd like to change. We would like to give up smoking, give up chocolate, or give up anything that would be harmful and hurtful to our lives. So what are you doing this Lent to make your life better and that you didn't do before Lent? Lent is a time to refocus our faith and to be prayerful for things that God wants us to change and improve our lives. We didn't know it at the time, but when we were 108 years old, we learned that during Lent, God is trying to mold us as people of faith. But making us people of faith, God wants us to carry our Christian love to others who we know and others that we don't know. As Christians, we always try to refocus our lives to improve our lives. This is a phrase that describes it better than anything else I've ever heard. It's being Christ-like. If we are trying to be more like Christ, we need to understand more what it means to be Christ-like. For us, being Christ-like at the center of our Lent journey, what do we need to do? Or in other words, how should we live our lives differently to make it better and make our faith better? There are a couple of quotes from famous people that should help us to understand what it is to be Christ-like in our lives. The first statement is from a person who lives a life of helping and giving, but not as a Christian might. But if you met him, you would say he is living a Christian life by his actions. He is quoted saying, "I would suggest, first, that all you Christians begin to live more like Jesus Christ." I wonder if you have any idea who would have said this. Hope you may have gotten it. This was said by Mahatma Gandhi when he was asked by missionary E. Stanley Jones how Christianity could be more acceptable in India. Maybe Jones should have been asking how Christianity could be more acceptable throughout the world, not just India. Another famous theologian, Charles Spurgeon, said this about other Christians he knows. They should be a striking likeness to Jesus Christ. We all should be pictures of Christ. How do we apply these examples as we journey through Lent? This might be applied to our lives during Lent, both before and after. So we always have time to make changes in our lives and our faith. Our gospel today is one of the most popular scriptures from the Bible. In many ways, it wasn't easy to find something specific to preach about, since many people already think they know what our gospel message means. The text is easy to understand based on straightforward language, simple to understand, simple for others to relate to. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. I'm sure that there are many people who can recite this without finding it first in the Bible, or know its meaning without doing any research on it first. When I read today's scripture, I think of the cross with the heart on the wall that we have hanging next to me, right there. It's a perfect example of our gospel message today. The hearted cross was a gift from the people of First Lutheran. I'll be reminded of their love every time I look at it. I'm extremely thankful to have received that from them. Thank you. I want to use some additional language for our gospel today to bring us to a new way of understanding its meaning and how it may be applied to our lives. You see, there's a group of people at First Lutheran who we all know that makes their work Christ-like. Think hard now. Who are they? I'm always reluctant to modify language of any gospel, but the changes I'm making to the gospel fits their description of the people quite nicely concerning all they do have done for the church and others. You will see how my words applies to what this group believes, how they apply their faith in Christ into active ministry for everyone to see. Okay, here is the new gospel that I've changed to explain who these people are. You ready? For God so loved the world that he gave the world a group of blanket sewers who use their Christian faith to make beautiful blankets for people in need throughout the world. Does that fit? I think it does. I want to celebrate everyone in the blanket sewers today who's been doing this Christ-like work for many years. But do you know how long they've been doing this? You see, in 1971, how old were you? 1971, a group of women from First Lutheran Church became Christ-like because of their love for sewing and started to make quilts, beautiful quilts. They weren't just making quilts for anybody. They were making them for the world. The group was started by Ann Eiberger. The group was originally called Lutheran Church Women. They started using their God-given talents to make blankets for people in need throughout the world. Over time, their name was changed to the Blanket Sewers. Last November, I gave a sermon that near Thanksgiving that we should celebrate important events in our lives. This is not a specific event of our life in the church, but it's a series of events that a group of ladies celebrated by making a lot of blankets. 6,000 of them, last estimate. 6,000. But this is the number that they made in 50 years of service. 6,000 blankets. Can you imagine? I'd get tired. Their work shows their Christian love every time they make one. Not only did they make some blankets, they made a lot of blankets. If it isn't an example of Christ-like love, I don't know what it is. How do you explain that? It's got to be Christ-like. The blanket sewers of First Lutheran started their faith journey by making quilts that were to be used by needy people throughout the world. The blankets they made are sent to Lutheran World Relief so they can distribute them to people around the world in need to have a better and warmer life. And by the way, in addition to our blanket sewers celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, the Lutheran World Relief Organization is also celebrating their anniversary this year as well. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. Starting in 1946, the year after World War II was over, Lutheran World Relief started the work by reaching out to those in need. They put their love in action. Let me come back to today's gospel scripture again. Three verses after the centerpiece of our reading in John 3:16, it continues to tell the gospel message by saying that the light, meaning the Christ, has come into the world. But those who do what is true come to the light, so it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. It may be clearly seen that the deeds have been done in God. Christians everywhere in the world can see the deeds that the blanket sellers have done when they are distributed by Lutheran World Relief. I certainly could say the mission of the blanket sellers at First Lutheran fits the verse perfectly. Let me say it again. It may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Their work, or as the gospel says, their countless deeds are clearly seen by everyone who's received the blessing of a blanket that God has made through the blanket sellers. The blanket sellers' work truly shows the love of Christ in everything that they do. Because they are so beautiful, they also reflect the beauty of God's love to everyone who touches or receives them. And as far as I'm concerned, the best part of what they do is because they are perfect examples of being Christ-like in all they do. All of their work shows the love of First Lutheran to the entire world. I started this message by saying that I hope each person goes on a Lenten journey to help improve their lives through God's love. The blanket sellers of First Lutheran have been on their Lenten journey for the past 50 years. They even created a slogan describing their work, which told not only people of Poughkeepsie, but people around the world that a stitch in time saves lives. A stitch in time saves lives. The gospel tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The whole world noticed everything that First Lutheran did because of their blankets. Their work really did cover the world. Sometimes to write a sermon, you have to go extra mile to find examples of life situations to support the gospel message. But there's no better example of the blanket sellers using God's love to make beautiful blankets that will travel to parts unknown, to help people in need, and to make their lives better without them asking. So I'm very happy to celebrate each blanket sellers for all their work and all their love they showed to Poughkeepsie and to the world. Happy anniversary, and may God continue your work. At the center of our gospel today, for God so loved the world, today's gospel message might say, again, for God so loved the world that he gave the world the blanket sellers who shows their love to people throughout the world. For the work of the blanket sower is Christ-like in everything they do. Their work sends love into the world in each blanket they make. May God continue to bless each blanket sower for the blankets they make, for the God's love that comes alive with each stitch they make. And remember their slogan, a stitch in time saves lives. God bless you all. Amen.